Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our Wednesday night prayer service for March 8th in the year 2022. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for this evening, and I want to thank you for allowing me that leeway. I just couldn't turn that song off. See, I don't know about you, but for me, I done made my vow to the Lord. And I'm just going to keep on pressing on a little while longer, just a little while longer, and just a little while longer to see what the end will be. Amen, amen, amen. Now listen, I want to remind you of two things, the same two things I always remind you of. Number one, please try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted, especially when we are asking for your prayer requests. We want to be able to hear what you are asking for so that we can also lift you up or lift that person that you're lifting up in prayer. And number two, we ask all program participants for this evening to leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise coming from Deacon Lamar Pearson, followed by a scripture reading from his lovely helpmate, Dr. Elnora Pearson.
Amen. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, we come boldly before the throne of grace this day, rejoicing in the blessings that you continue to bestow upon us time and time again. We just thank you, Lord, for continuing to make a way for us from early in the morning to late at night, that we might be able to rest, prepare ourselves for the responsibilities of another day. We thank you, Lord, for First Baptist Church this evening, who continue in a free and a liberated spirit to worship you, to praise you, to sing your songs together, to come before you in prayer and praises. We thank you, Lord, for food, clothing, and shelter, for how you continue to prepare for us when we couldn't pay for ourselves. Lord, we come to you in these trying times, and there are wars in the nations, and they're seeking peace. Oh, Lord, we pray for your continued guidance and encouragement, that your holy and divine will might be manifested in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. I will be reading Praise the Lord from John 4, and on this International Women's Day and the celebration of Women's Month, this is a story in John 4 of the woman, the Samaritan woman. And I'm going to celebrate the life of Evangelist Maddie Matthews, who had a radio ministry of Living Waters. And as she began to retire, she would ask young women in the church to teach on her program. And she would ask, what are you going to teach? And you would tell her what you were going to teach. And then she would say, what does that have to do with coming to know the Lord? And she would say, I think you should go back and look at that scripture, and then we'll talk about it tomorrow. But she was a great woman of God, a true evangelist, and was dedicated to winning souls to Christ. So I recognize her in celebration of Women's Month, and I celebrate Mama Bratcher, who was my Sunday school teacher. I celebrate Ann Hawthorne, who encouraged me in the arts. I celebrate Wanda Brown, who celebrate in me in perfecting my gifts of music. I celebrate Miss Lois Wilkerson, who is dedicated to and devoted to teaching our little children. And I celebrate our First Lady, Brenda Tucker, who encouraged me in ministering at the Senior Center to our elders. And we actually sat side by side on the choir. And then I celebrate my friends, Darlene and Cynthia, because we studied the Olivet Discourse many, 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 many years ago. And I hope I haven't left anybody out. But most of all, I want to let you know that Mother Williams is on the line. She's 96 years old, and she can remember songs that I can't remember. So I celebrate her as well. I will be reading John 4, and I am going I'm not going to read this whole chapter here because it's a long chapter, and I would ask you and encourage you to read this chapter because this is a wonderful chapter of history and also of evangelism. I'm going to start at verse 9, at verse 39. And then there's a song that's in the hymn book that I will be singing. And many, verse 39, John 4, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, "He told me all that ever I did." So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them and abode there, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and said to the woman, "Now we believe, not because of your saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the Lord, of the world. We have heard him ourselves and know that he is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world." Like the woman at the well, I was seeking for things that were not satisfied. like the woman at the well I was seeking for things that could not satisfy. And then I heard my Savior speaking, draw from my well that never shall one dry. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Quench the thirsting love of my soul. Bread of heaven. I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. Oh Lord, I just come from the fountain. I'm just from the fountain. I just come from the fountain. His name, so sweet. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Pearson, for reminding us about International Women's Day, for lifting up all of those mighty women at First Baptist Church who obviously touched your life. I know that they touched mine. And I also want to add one more name to that list that you mentioned. I'd like to include you, Dr. Pearson, as a mighty woman of First Baptist Church. You noted that me and Darlene, that we were all in Bible study with you, and yes, that was a very pivotal time in my life, and I thank you for making the time to provide both me and Darlene with instruction and information. We did a word by word, line by line, scripture by scripture, book by book of the Bible, and it was very, very informative, and it helped to shape my life then, and it still does to this day. This is now your opportunity to take the time to speak to the Lord directly, especially if you have not done so today. Tell him all of your wants and your needs. He knows them, but make them plain. Let him know what you stand in need of, what your desires are, and he will grant them. I know that if he can do it for me, that he will do it for you. We will now be led in prayer by Deacon Christopher Bazemore.
Thank you. Good evening, church. Welcome to another Wednesday night prayer meeting. I'd like to say thanks to all the visitors who are joining us today. I pray that they were just hear a word and feel the spirit and be encouraged to come along and get on board with us. Let us pray. Father, Father, we're so thankful once again to be in your presence, oh Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for a good night's sleep, oh Father. Thank you for you waking us up this morning, our right state of mind, giving us opportunity to worship and praise your holy and divine name. Thank you for the First Baptist Church family. Thank you for my wife, my children. Thank you for everybody who's on this line right now. I pray, Father God, that you would give us all what we stand in need of, oh Father, and allow us to just stand on your word, because you are a great God, an almighty God. Because today is a new day with new mercies we see. No matter how many times we stumble and fall in the past, we always can start afresh in you. And I ask you, Father God, to please forgive us for our mistakes and failures, oh Lord, and help us just to receive your marvelous forgiveness. Thank you, Father God, for this day. Thank you for being so good to us, oh Lord, because you are a God who we can call on any time of trouble. I pray, Father God, you would just allow us just to feel your ever-loving presence, oh Lord. You know that we are here in this worship experience, oh Father. I pray, Father God, you would stop by here, oh Father, and shower down blessings upon everyone who's on this line, oh Lord. And I pray, Father God, that you would just allow them just to feel your ever-loving presence and your joy, because we know that there are challenges, conflicts, and stress situations that we deal with on a day by day, but life is too short to allow any stress to distill the joy of us living a peaceful, productive, and spirit-filled life. And I pray, Father God, you just allow us all to just come together as a family, oh Lord, where we can love one another as you have loved us. Thank you so much, Father God, for just being who you are, Father God, because you are a great God, and we love you, we need you, and we adore you. And I pray, Father God, you will watch over our pastor, Father God. Thank you so much for his commitment, oh Lord. I pray you will give him what he stands in need of, watch over his family, and be your holy and divine will. I pray that you would just be with our young people that's all around this world, oh Father God. You know the temptation that's around them, oh Lord. I pray, Father God, you will put a hedge of protection around them and help us all to set good examples for our young people, oh Lord. And I pray that you would just be with the family members who are hurt, broken down due to loss of a loved one, oh Lord. I pray, Father God, you would just comfort them as only you can do, so they can know, Father God, that you are with them. Pray that you would just give us guidance for life's trouble and give us comfort, Father God, where we need to be lifted up when we feel weak, oh Father. And I pray, Lord God, you would just give us strength, oh Lord, to endure any kind of mistakes that come into our lives, Lord. And also, give us hope, oh Lord, but there is no hope. Give us freedom, Father God, to endure all the enemies that's coming towards us, oh Father, and give us the protection that we need that only can come from you, oh Father God, so that we can do your will your way. Also, deliver us, oh Lord, from anything that's stopping us from having a closer relationship with you, oh Father. And I pray, Father God, that you would just help us just to be more loving when we are not loving towards one another, when we make mistakes, oh Father. I pray, Father God, you would just allow us just to wrap our arms around each other and let our members and our family members know that we truly do love them and we love you, oh Father. Lead us, guide us, be with us even this day, O Lord, because we need you in our hearts, O Father. And thank you so much for the gift of the Holy Spirit that you graciously give it to us. Let it dwell deep within our hearts so we can feel your unloving presence. And I pray that we would hear a word from our speaker, O Father God. I pray, Father God, you would give us a burning desire to know you more, Father. You are our Savior, you are our healer, and our Redeemer, Father God. So we pray, Father God, that you would continue just to wrap us all around your ever-loving bosoms. And also, thank you so much for this here today as an International Women's Day. Thank you for all the social work that they have done, the economic work that they did, the political and the cultural achievement that they had did all around this world, Father. Thank you for allowing them just to have an opportunity to have their space, oh Lord. And also, that you will just keep our feet on the path of righteousness for your name's sake, because you alone are God. Watch over the people less fortunate around this world, Father, and have them receive your marvelous forgiveness. And help us all just to be willing and be committed to reach out to lost souls so that people will know that you are a God who had saved us when we were stuck in the mud, oh Father God. You allowed us just to be the people that we are, where we can just share the goodness of Christ. Be with us and bless us. Protect us, the only you can do. In Jesus' name you pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Elder Roderick Hunter, who is a former member of the First Baptist Church. Let me stop right there. So I will always be indebted to Elder Hunter, because he was the person that was instrumental in bringing the drums into our church. And as a member of the choir ministry, I cannot tell you how much that the presence of those drums made a difference in our ministry as a whole. So I will always be indebted to Elder Hunter for that. He is also the son of Deaconess Elsie Brown, one of my favorite people at First Baptist Church, and he is an affiliate of the Love Center Church of Atlanta, Georgia. So first we will have a musical selection, and then we will hear from Elder Roderick Hunter.
You embrace broken people like me. Me, I love the way you never turn away broken people like me. Cause you specialize in shadow. the ashes, I'm singing and dancing. You putting me back together. You putting me back together. I'm fully accepted. I am always been welcome here. You love broken people that reach the train. Out of the ashes, I'm singing and dancing. You put me back together. Oh, you put me back together. I'm fully accepted. I've always been welcome here. You love broken people like me. You embrace broken people just like me. Thank you, Jesus. I love the way you never turn away broken people like me.
Good evening. Good evening, First Baptist. Bringing you greetings from Atlanta, Georgia. Love Center of Atlanta. My pastor, Brian Broussard. My wife and I, Diane, just want to bring you blessings. I want to say that this inspirational moment that I was supposed to be bringing is actually, you all have just inspired me so much. The Holy Spirit is never, never off. I was so overwhelmed when I got the call from Deaconess Tolliver, and then got the phone call from Cynthia. It just was overwhelming. I am truly, truly blessed. And then to hear Deacon Pearson, who I've served with for many years as a deacon, going out to serve communion in the community, as well as his lovely wife, Dr. Pearson. Dr. Pearson, I want you to forgive me for wasting your moment that you've given me on some voice lessons, which I still cannot sing. I appreciate that. It was a time in my life. Everyone at First Baptist pours so much into me. It's hard for me to even bring it all up. I'm just full right now. I want to honor my mother, Deaconess Elsie Brown. She's my rock. I just leave it there. She's my rock. Love her dearly. Tonight, I just want to bring just a quick moment, just a word, something that we're all so familiar with. I'm going to come from the scripture, Psalms 34:8.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. I'm blessed and highly favored. Are you? I want to be blessed by God. Do you? God has truly blessed me. Really. Now, before you get upset or bent out of shape or shut down on me, these are just some things that we just say randomly say. As they say, Christian words, religious words. But I want you to know that you are blessed. You are blessed to the point that God found it not robbery to wake us up this morning. He held this moment in time just for us to be where we are today. It was so many things that have happened in our lives. And we don't think too much about us being blessed. You see, because right now, our communities, our city, our state, our country, the world, seems like it's been flipped upside downwards. And sometimes, even as Christians, it can leave us wondering, where is God? If I could be truly honest, I think there's been quite a few times these past few years that we have wondered that. But the word I want to tell you tonight is that you are blessed. I would just say, count your blessings one by one. If you do that, even for a moment, you will be overwhelmed at the way God has truly blessed us. We can look back not too far ago through our pandemic that we just went through. I'm quite sure we were all touched personally and emotionally by those that we have lost. It was so overwhelming that I don't think anyone knew what was going on. But every day that we were still here was truly a blessing. You see, God has blessed us in so many ways. Blessings, in a sense, means the experiencing of a divine kindness, mercy, or goodness. I don't want you to feel that blessing is all about material things. There is a spiritual blessing that far supersedes anything else. You see, we are first a spiritual being in a human body with a living soul. So more than anything, you want your spirit to be blessed. You know, no matter what you're going through, when your spirit is blessed, you are at peace. Things seem to be okay. You ever had a rough day where things just seem to not go well? People seem to get on your last nerve? Of course you have. But you find a little quiet space, whether in your car or at your home, put on a little relaxing music, and for a moment or a few minutes or even hours, you find peace. That's your spirit that's being tended to. You know, that feels, you know how that feels. You see, imagine God just blessing your spirit. It will literally change your life. There are so many ways that God has blessed us. He's given us one of the most profound blessings we can have, and that's he gave us his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, who found in that robbery to die on the cross just for our sins. And he rose to show us that he is the way, that we might have a way to the tree of life. You see, these things I just can't let go. I have to continue to be in that foundation of who Christ is in my life and know that no matter what I'm going through, how hard times might be, how bad situations might look, how gloomy the skies might be. It always seems to show up when I think about the goodness of the Lord and what he has done for me and my family. When I think about my mother, how when I talk to her and I can hear the joy in her voice, regardless of what her surrounding is, you know, I can call her and the house can be sitting on fire and she will say, baby, I'm doing good. I am fine. It's a little warm in here, but I'm okay. You know, that just inspired me because I know personally some of the things that she goes through. I know from my bringing up through First Baptist, the foundation that I've gotten there, all the rough times, the smooth times, the moments that have changed and made my life. I take none of that for granted. So I'm going to close with this saying something that songwriter has wrote down, Fred Hammond. He said, we're blessed in the city and we're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come and we're blessed when we go. We cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must cease, for the devil is defeated. We are blessed. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now just for this moment. I thank you for keeping me and holding me. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for using me. For even in my brokenness, God, you were able to use me and show up in my life to be a blessing to others. As I shall continue to take this love to the whole world, I thank you. I praise you. It is in your Son Jesus' name that I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, First Baptist, for giving this inspirational moment.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for that wonderful message. Elder Hunter, the lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation to Elder Roderick Hunter and his message. Please try to quiet all background noise while the line is unmuted for 20 seconds.
Awesome. Thank you. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Elder Roger. Thank you. To God be the glory. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Awesome word. Awesome.
Thank you.
We love you here at First Baptist Church and miss you. Thank you. We miss you so much. Amen. Amen. Continue. Let God be. Continue on in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Glory be to God. Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Glory. And God continue to bless you and use you mightily for his glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Take care of your family. So glad.
Amen. Yes, and God bless your family and everybody. I tell you, we miss you here at First Baptist.
Much needed.
We miss you so much.
I miss you all as well.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come back to visit. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
We'll do that.
Pray that God continues to bless you.
Yes, God bless you. Store you up, what you poured into us.
Much needed for today. Yes.
Amen. All right, now we're going to close up that love fest. I was trying to pull up Fred Hammond's Blessed in the City. It's going to take me a little bit longer, but I have a few announcements to make. First Baptist Senior Center is having a March birthday bash luncheon on Thursday, March 23rd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. This event will take place at the church in Ida Clark Hall, and it is in partnership with the First Baptist Virtual Health Ministry. There will be a guest speaker, Pastor Ramon Nelson. He is the Director of Outreach and Soul Care. street safety in helping or supporting the communities. There will also be a healthcare gift bag giveaway, bingo, chair aerobics, and a coat giveaway. So please try to come out on Thursday, March 23rd at 11 a.m. in Ida Clark Hall for the March Birthday Bash Luncheon, where we will have a guest speaker, our one and only son of First Baptist, Pastor Ramon Nelson. And I also want to remind you that our Pastoral Appreciation and Birthday Gala is coming up. It's to honor the one and only Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker. This event is taking place on Friday, March 17th at 6 p.m. at Martin's Crosswinds in Greenbelt, Maryland. There is a Know Before You Go that Dana Anderson emailed and mailed out. If you do not have this information by next Wednesday, I encourage you to reach out to Sister Anderson. I will make sure to read that information next Wednesday, but some of the information is just to let you know that there will be a temperature check. The doors open at 5:45. The attire is formal. There is ample parking. And if you are interested in making a memory, we invite you to take an individual, family, or group photo at the photo booth that will be set up in the reception area just for the occasion. If you have any cards or any gifts, please bring them. There is an area where you can leave your card, and I believe the gift as well. I think that is it for now, but again, if you do not have this information by next Wednesday, I encourage you to reach out to Sister Anderson. There is also a choir reunion concert taking place on Sunday, March 19th at 2 p.m. at First Baptist Church. We are calling all former and present choir members to participate. The choir rehearsals will be this Saturday, March 11th at 10 a.m., and on Sunday, March 12th at 1 p.m. Those are the two choir rehearsals that will be taking place to prepare members for this event. Again, if you are a former or present choir member, it would be nice if we all got together for this choir reunion concert. It is going to close out the week of our celebration for our pastor emeritus, Dr. Tucker, and we want all of our voices to be heard, to come together. The rehearsals are this Saturday, March 11th at 10 a.m., followed by a rehearsal on Sunday at 1 p.m. Everything is taking place at First Baptist Church. We will now have remarks and prayers from Deacon Bruce Roberson.
Good evening, everyone. Reverend Young is away, so I'm going to attempt to do what he's asked me to do the closing remarks. But first of all, thank you, Elder Hunter, for that inspirational message. I don't know about most of y'all, but I felt like the Holy Spirit was breathing on us tonight, letting us know how much God has blessed us, how much we put ourselves in position so that God knows that we're ready to be, to receive those blessings if we do what we're called to do. And it was just an uplifting experience tonight in this prayer meeting. And I thank all the participants who had a part in it. And I thank Sister Tinsley and others who went into the planning of this meeting tonight. It was truly a wonderful experience. You've heard some of the events from Sister Tinsley. This Sunday will be our Sunday worship. We'll be youth Sunday. Also, we'll be celebrating the Girl Scouts. The preacher for the morning will be the Reverend Renee Few. So come out and support her, pray for her, and pray with her. Also, we have the musical event that Sister Tinsley mentioned. Also, we're going to have a program for Good Friday, April the 7th at 12 noon. So that's in the pastor's letter. I'm just mentioning some of the things that are in the pastor's letter now. And so we want you all to participate. At this time, I want you to make sure that you remember all our bereaved families and our sick and shut-in members. They need your prayers. They need your calls, your cards, whatever you can extend that love to them. We come tonight to focus on the Lord and pray, and the lines are going to be open for 20 seconds that you can lift up the names of those individuals, families, or concerns at this time. The line will be open for 20 seconds.
Thank you.
Bless the police family. Bless each and every member of the family that's in the family. Bless my First Baptist family. Bless each and every sister and those that are under the shadow of life. Bless us all and keep us all, Lord, these remaining weak, and protect us from all harm or danger.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are the creator of heaven and earth. You are so wonderful to us, and you are so marvelous in your care and love for us, Father. You are a wonderful Savior. There's no one like you, Father. You are God all by yourself. And we want to be more like you and want to get closer to you, Lord. We're so thankful, Father, for giving us your Son, Jesus Christ. You loved us enough to leave us the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct us, Father. You have blessed us in hard times, in weeping times, in all kinds of situations, Father. We know that you made a way out of no way because we're just not worthy of doing things, but you just thought it not robbery to just extend your grace and your mercy to us, Father. We pray that the First Baptist family will continue to grow and look to bring more lost souls to Christ. Strengthen us, Father, that we may serve you and be strong in your kingdom. Thank you, Father, for just picking us up. You turned us around. You made my life the better, Lord, and I thank you for changing me. I'm so grateful, Father, that I don't be in the places where I used to be. I'm so thankful that I don't think like I used to do. I'm so thankful that you put my feet on solid ground because of your word, Father. I can lean on your word, and I can lean on your promises. You bless me, Father, with a family. I thank you for my family. I thank you for my church family, Father. Father, we thank you for our youth. They mean so much to us right now, Father, because the devil is roaring around trying to steal, and we don't want to lose not one more, Father. Continue to just prop them up on every leading side. Don't let them go to the left or the right. Keep their feet on the narrow path, Father. We just praise you. We lift you up right now, Father. We just love you so much. We ask that the pulpit committee continue to work diligently that we may find our new pastor, Father. You've kept First Baptist Church all these years, Father, and we know that you'll continue to just lead and guide us. Father, we just thank you so much. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor because you're such a good God, Father. Continue to just look in on our sick and our shut-in and our bereaved families, Father. You know all about this situation, Father. We just know that you love them, and they need to feel that love right now, Father. We come together collectively and individually just to thank you for the leadership of this church. Thank you for this ministry tonight, Father. You just don't know how much we just love to just be in your presence, Father. We just know that you're here right now, Father. It's so great to know that you are mighty, and so good to know that you just give us so much that we don't always deserve, but you're there for us, Father, and we just praise you and lift you up, Father. And we just know that right now, Father, we want to magnify your name, Father. We just glorify you. It's in the name of Jesus, Father. We just in the name of Jesus that we come together. We need you, Father. We know that you're always attending to our cares and our needs, Father. But most of all, Father, you just extend your love. Wrap your protection around all our members and all those who are on this line tonight, Father. Extend love wherever we go. And help us to help those who do not know you, Father. And, Father, we just want to say thank you for this prayer meeting tonight. It's been so wonderful to just have so many powerful, powerful witnesses to the Lord. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And all of God's people said amen.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen.
This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service for March 8th. We thank you for joining, and we ask that you please be mindful of all announcements made tonight. And if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, please continue to enjoy the music.
Oh, Lord, we thank you for all forgiveness. With music in our hearts and praise on our lips, we declare this day that we are blessed.
Since you've gone and left me, Give me Jesus. It's a spiritual. It's a spiritual. And when my ancestors said, give me Jesus, what they were really saying was, give me peace. Give me a better life than the life I got right now. This thing that you call life, I may be in slavery, but I will never be your slave. So the words of these songs are saying, give me rest. Give me a better life. Give me Jesus. Will you welcome LaQuentin Jenkins?
Thank you.
My God.
Yes.
Thank you.
In the morning when I rise,
in the morning when I fry. Oh, in the morning when I fry. In the morning when in the morning when I rise. Oh, in the morning when I rise. Oh, in the morning when give me the King of Kings. Give me the Lord of Lords.
give me the way maker, give me the promise keeper. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just give me. Somebody shout his name. Somebody shout his name. Ah, Jesus. Ah, Jesus. Nothing but Jesus. King of kingdoms. They've all passed away. But there's something. But there's something. But there's something about that healer. Grandmama called him, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus.
Quinn Jenkins, everybody.
Change.
God is good. You know that He saved my soul. God is good. Did He save my soul? God is good. I said that He saved my soul, and then He brought me out of darkness. God is good. You know that He got my every footstep. God is good. He got my every footstep. God is good. You know that He got my every footstep. Then He saved my soul, and then He brought me out of darkness. God is good. And then He put shoes on my feet. God is good. Did He put shoes on my feet? God is good. And though He put shoes on my feet, so He could guide my every footstep. Jesus saved my soul, and then He brought me out of darkness. And He put food on my table. God is good. Said He put food on my table. God is good. Said He put food on my table. Then He put shoes on my feet, so He could guide my every footstep. Jesus. And then He brought me out of darkness. God is good. And then He made a way. God is good. He made a way. God is good. I said that He made a way. And then God is good. With no money in my pocket, God is good. With no money in my pocket, He still made a way. Then put food on my table, and He put shoes on my feet, so He could guide my every footstep. Jesus saved my soul, and then He brought me out of darkness. God is good. You know that He healed my every sickness. God is good. Said that He healed my every sickness. God is good. I said that He healed my every sickness. With no money in my pocket, He still made a way out of nowhere.
Trust in the Lord, and He won't. stand here looking at your face. I'm amazed. It's the King of Glory, and you're seated in majesty. I'm singing with the angels. We're singing with the angels. We're gathered here as one, and we're all crying. Holy, holy, holy,
God Almighty,
worthy, worthy, worthy.
Honor and You're a healer. 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 You're a healer.
There's a healing anointing in here. It's my desire, says the Lord, for you to be free. For you to be free. It's my desire, saith the Lord, for you to be free. For you to be free. Giving you the victory over the enemy. Giving you the victory. All of the enemy, say it the Lord, say it the Lord. I can heal and I can mend broken pieces. I can if you let me. If you let me, I can, I will, I am the God that healed thee, and I am God that will restore thee, if you just let me. Let me into your heart, into your mind, ya no mo shake it away, into your heart, into your mind, into your heart, into your mind. Give me all your burdens. Cast your cares on me. I care for you. I love you. Even when you rebel, I'm still there. I love you. Precaution. I love you. With an everlasting love. With an everlasting love. With an everlasting love. With an everlasting love. I love. I love. He said, I love. He said, I love you. Because you called on me tonight. I'm going to fulfill every desire. And I'm going to make every way. Because I heard your cry. 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 Because you have accepted them all. Because I heard your cry. Because I heard your cry.
I don't care what it feels like. I don't care if the enemy tries to make you cry all night. I don't care what they told you. Just try to keep your composure. Never mind the size of a mountain standing right before you. You're ready before I have you. You got your whole armor. It's over and you never let your guard down. They never leave or forsake you. Just hold on to your faith. Trying to call to make an arrangement. Daycare got late fees. Cause deadbeats made babies. Never mind the sign on the door that says eviction chimney. You read it before, haven't you? You got your whole armor. It's over and you never let your guard down. But hold on to the master. In order to win, you have to. You wanna be in V-I-C-T-O-I. Gotta put your game face on. Don't be fake, don't go from low to high.
If that is a name, just call it a name and you'll be fine.
Come on. Now I want you to prophesy to somebody like this. Say, change that, you can win that.
Thank you so much, First Baptist, for sticking with me. I pray that you have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week, and I look forward to seeing you back on the line next Wednesday by 7 p.m. Take care.